Those are the specials today.
Okay, well, let's get on the line. We have Scott Petrak of the Chronicle Telegram. Scott, what's your breakfast plans for today? What might you have for breakfast on a Monday?
Oh, that's a good question. You know what? Either cereal or English muffin with peanut butter.
Scott, hello?
Yeah, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I would throw out a special, you put him in utility so that we'll be able to hear him coming back. It would be an option if we need to go.
Anybody?
Yes.
Okay, now we're talking.
Now we got it. Ran out of time. Miscommunication. You can play the part of the Browns. We'll be the part of the Bengals, and we'll just not the handshake won't quite work together for this morning. This has been quite an off week, I guess. Or is it just a case of when there's an off week, other stories kind of come to the front?
No, this was an unusual bye week for sure. You know, it coincided with the trading deadline, so that kind of gave the platform for that Bengals-Browns trade to happen. But you don't see something like that every day. And maybe because it was during the bye, it gave it more time. You could focus more time on it because there's no game to prepare for. But there's no doubt that that's a black eye against the organization, and people are wondering if it's Sacha Brown sabotaged it, or if it's incompetence, or what the deal was. It was a terrible look, and it just shows another area where the coaching staff and front office have conflict.
Scott, it gives every appearance that Coach Hugh Jackson wanted this trade done. He wanted A.J. McCarron. How does he go back to the current three QBs on the roster today and say, hey, sorry, guys, this is what I really think about you?
There's no doubt that it's a bad situation. It's a tough situation. Now it is the NFL. Stuff happens. If they made the trade, these guys would have felt the same way, right? One of them would have been cut. Maybe Cody Kessler would have been cut, and Deshaun Kizer would have gone to the bench. So that isn't the case. They both had their jobs. They just had to do it with the knowledge that the coach thought somebody else was better. I don't think it's a great situation for Deshaun Kizer. I also think that it could be a blessing in disguise. I believe Deshaun Kizer has the potential to be a good quarterback in this league. I think he should get as much experience as possible in these last eight games. And what's already a lost season is the perfect, place, perfect opportunity for Deshaun Kizer to get that experience. And I think the second and the third round picks are too much to give up for A.J. McCarron. Having said all that, Hugh Jackson's trying to win some games. When he meets with Jimmy Haslam, I'm sure one of the things that they talk about is, hey, if you guys are keeping your jobs, we need progress. Progress is wins. And Hugh Jackson says, well, then give me a quarterback I can trust. Right now, this is not a 21-year-old rookie. And it seemed like he was going to get one, and then it didn't happen. And now they're left with the same guys.
Are we past any kind of acquisition time? I mean, that was a trading deadline. How does the NFL work as far as us even acquiring any other players moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, there's free agency. Like, there's guys on the street. There's players that were cut a while ago and they're bouncing around. They could still be signed. If somebody gets cut and goes through waivers, the Browns, have the number one waiver spot. They could claim a guy off waivers. But, I wouldn't expect any significant roster moves. I mean, the Browns have been bad for the entire season. And, they've made minor moves, but nothing that improved the team to any real degree. So I don't think it's happening now. They do get Josh Gordon coming back at some point, assuming he sticks around and he passes the conditions set forward by the commissioner. He could return December 3rd. And then Corey Coleman coming off injured reserve, hopefully sometime within the next two or three weeks. So, that should help Deshaun Kizer, and it should help the offense if you really do get those two guys back. But looking for any help outside the organization, I don't think that's going to happen.
Scott, not that I'm necessarily on the conspiracy bandwagon here. However, one day Josh Gordon meets with the commissioner or whoever's on that committee. Then the NFL rejects the Browns' appeal to make this trade happen. And then, within moments, they reinstate Josh Gordon. Almost like a, well, here's this. I was surprised at how quickly they reinstated him after his initial hearing.
Yeah, I'm with you. It was kind of the other way around. It was the trade got denied Tuesday. He met with Goodell on Wednesday and was reinstated immediately Wednesday after late afternoon, early evening. You know, Josh has been through a lot of this before, and I don't remember it ever happening at that kind of rate or with those, you know, on that kind of timeline. It felt like he would meet in the NFL offices and it would take days or weeks before he was conditionally reinstated or before a decision was made. So I don't think that's outlandish at all to think that at least, you know, the NFL feels like it's throwing the Browns a bone. Because, you know, from people I talked to, it wouldn't have been that outside of normal for the NFL to say, okay, we knew you were trying to make that trade. We got the Bengals' information. Yours had been in Cincinnati. We can see it on the emails. Let's let this trade go through. But that's not what the NFL decided to do. So maybe they were trying to make up for it a little bit. But it certainly doesn't take any of the, you know, the public ridicule away, because the Browns were still getting that yesterday when everybody was talking on the pregame shows about the trade or lack of trade.
Well, we're getting back to a week, a regular week of preparing for a game. The Lions are next. What do you anticipate coming up on Sunday between these two teams?
Yeah, I mean, you know, until the Browns show me they can win a game, I don't expect them to win. The Lions have been good at coming back. They've had some slow starts. So, you know, maybe the Browns can get off to a lead. They led against Minnesota. You never know how a team's going to react after the bye week, and there's so many question marks now with, you know, Kizer, how's he going to handle the botched trade, just what the vibe is in the organization. You know, everybody's been away for a few days now, and they come back, and, you know, can you feel the friction and the tension between the front office and coaching staff? Is the coaching staff still motivated? It'll be really interesting when we get back out there today. Just to see what it's like and then throughout the week. Detroit's not a perfect team, but with Aaron Rodgers out in Green Bay for a long time, they have a chance to make a run at that division. So it'll be interesting. They actually play on TV tonight against Green Bay, so you can do a little scouting. But, you know, I wouldn't expect the Browns to win, that's for sure.
Well, we'll talk again next Monday after that game, and you can also find out Scott what he's up to with at Scott Petrek on Twitter, or follow BrownsZone.com, or you can read him again in the Chronicle Telegram. Scott, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.